This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. You know Heather McIntyre as the vocalist and guitar player of Mount Moriah. That band has released two albums. They've toured nationally, played South by Southwest, and they call the Triangle their home. But now Heather's stepping out on her own. She's been writing a new set of very personal songs. And next Saturday, January 25th, she's going to be at Motorco Music Hall in Durham. She's opening for Amy Ray of the Indigo Girls. And first, she is here on The State of Things. Heather McIntyre, welcome back. Good
Thanks.
To have you here.
Thanks for having me.
What's it like to step out? The idea of doing solo, because, you know, we all love Mount Moriah, and it's a great band. You're still with it, but now you're stepping out. What prompted that, and how are things changing?
Well, I'm still trying to figure all that out, but I think just having a lot of time to write on my own after a big year of touring and writing more personal songs and being able to have a lot of control over all aspects of the instrumentation and stuff.
Can you create on the road? I mean, is the road sort of all about getting there and doing the set list and not thinking too much?
Yeah. I think it, for me, I tend to be very inspired when I'm traveling, and I write a lot of lyrics on the road and little melodies and ideas, but the majority of the work comes when I return home and kind of am able to dig in.
Will you play something for us now?
Sure. This is Bright Light. This is a Mount Moriah song.
Heather McIntyre live on The State of Things with a Mount Moriah song, Bright Light. There's a song with deep themes, pretty lyrics, and a great melody. Which came first? The ideas, the lyrics, the melody?
The idea.
Yeah,
I wrote this. It's kind of a response to EMDR psychotherapy.
I think this is, by the way, the first song ever on The State of Things. In response to that psychotherapy.
Yeah. So I wrote that right after I had received that therapy.
Yeah.
And was really just inspired by that process and the bright light. And
I don't know anything about that process. Maybe you can.
Yeah. Well, the idea is that there's this light and you're watching this light go back and forth. And by doing that, by fixating on this light, you can unlock some historical trauma or I just thought that was so cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it was helpful.
It was actually
for you.
Very helpful. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the idea and then the rest of it comes. And when you're on, so what's the difference between working with a band like, you know, working with Mount Moriah mm-hmm. and being on your own? For you, how is it different?
Well, I'd say it's a little terrifying being alone, but also exciting and challenging. Being completely alone on stage and alone in my, you know, at home in my workshop, my music shop.
Is it different? Is your music different? Are you writing differently?
I think lately I am. It's a bit more abstract. Some of the themes are a bit more, they're certainly more spiritual and more personal to what kind of I've been researching, like mythology and astrology, astronomy, and and a lot of it has to do with my relocation. I moved out to the country, and I've been spending a lot of time alone. So,
will you do another song for us?
Sure. This is a new one. At the golden hours, in a fit of hunger, I took time with the harvest moon. Looked at my shadow for power beneath the water tower. I found God in the briar, followed the tracks of fish down the road, and I tried to breathe like a mountain, like a child, yeah, like a child. I looked for you, I spit into you, like a spark, yeah, like a spark. I begged for you, I begged for you.
It's a song called Kieran. Heather McIntyre is on the State of Things solo today. Kieran, tell us about that.
Well, Kieran is a Greek mythological centaur, for starters.
I think this is the first song about a centaur.
I know.
On
I knew this was going to be
State
a weird.
State of Things. You
I
are
know.
Just breaking ground
bringing
all over.
Bringing the weirdness to you. He was a healer, a teacher, oracle, and I was very inspired by. I've been reading a lot of Greek mythology, and I was just on a walk on my property and was feeling, you know, getting the nature vibes and feeling God and all of that, and looking to Kieran as a bit of a mentor, if you will.
Mentor and centaur. Which is good. I think that's what, as a poet, that's how you got there. It is great stuff. You wonder if we are spending enough time. You know, there's been a lot of, we've got a little dismissive about these sort of ancient cultures and whether or not we all bother studying them. And in a world where our news feed is flashing past us at lightning speed, are we spending enough time learning about the ways in which ancient folk have dealt with some of our same anxieties?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly inspiring me, and it's got my attention, and I find it really, like you said, poetic, so.
You're opening for Amy Ray
mm-hmm.
of the Indigo. I can never remember if she's Indigo or girl, but I know. So tell me about, because you're also working with her, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we've been touring together and been friends for a few years now, but we collaborated on her new record, which is that show is a release party for. And I sang all over it, and she asked me to if she could use a song that I had written for the record, which was really flattering.
You said, no way, Amy Ray.
Yeah,
you
nah.
can't take my song. Get your own.
It was really flattering. So.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. Mm-hmm. Well, that show you're talking about, of course, is at Motorco January 25th with Amy Ray and you, Heather McIntyre. And we've actually got that song with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd actually like to play it. Listen now, Amy Ray performing Heather McIntyre's song, When You Come For Me.
Above the South Carolina line, fields filled with golden, junkyards in the road. Lay me down easy when it's my time to go.
It's a recording of Amy Ray performing a song written by Heather McIntyre, When You Come For Me. They're going to be together at Motorco January 25th. Heather McIntyre here now live with us. What's it like when you hear your song sung by somebody else, no less than Amy Ray?
Well, it's never happened before for me, but yeah, it's, you know, I got a little teary-eyed over here just now. It's pretty surreal, especially for her. I've looked up to her for a long time, and she was very formative in me finding my own voice.
How? What did she tell you?
Well, I think it started when I was, you know, a young girl in the mountains trying, you know, listening to, you know, her. One of her records was big in the mainstream market at a time, and I think it was Shaming of the Sun. And I remember just latching onto it, and it was a political song and about immigration, and I just thought, wow, here's this woman singing about women and immigration, and is this, can we do this, you know? So yeah, it was really inspiring for me. And then meeting her and her encouraging me to kind of, if I have downtime, you know, I'm not playing in Mount Moriah, write some other songs and just keep going, I guess.
That's great advice. Thank you, and thanks for being on the program.
Thank you.
Going to be together. Heather McIntyre is going to be together with Amy Ray next Saturday, January 25th, Motor Music Hall in Durham. You can catch Mount Moriah, by the way, playing Friday, February 14th at the Lincoln Center in Raleigh. That's going to be a benefit for college radio station WKNC. And you can find out more at our website, stateofthings.org. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Heather McIntyre.
Arsenal, cardinal cross, grand, grand arsenal, cardinal cross. Cradle came to me, came to the palm of my hand, frozen in the water, shadows on the land. Cradle came to me, came to the palm of my hand, send a pick on, do it, show me where.